The Lord be with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our crucified and risen Savior and Lord Jesus. Today is the beginning of the three most holy days during Holy Week. In Latin, the Triduum, which literally means the 3 days. Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Saturday, all look together as a unit as we see the sacrifice and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We pray that God would richly bless us as we recount the events of that first Monday, Thursday, and hear of God's divine love for us. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, we heard in the prelude, when you woke that Thursday morning, a beautiful hymn that recounts many of the events that happened on that first Monday, Thursday, perhaps the most event-filled day in all of Scripture. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow the order of corporate confession and absolution. That's the expanded confession and absolution that we did also on Ash Wednesday. That's on page 290. Following that confession and absolution, we'll pick up with Divine Service Setting 1, with the salutation and collect on page 156. We'll make sure we all have time to make that jump. Worship's insert for the evening. The readings are on one side. The propers are on the other. And we pray that God would richly bless us tonight. This evening, our service will conclude in a little bit different fashion. We'll conclude with the traditional Monday, Thursday stripping of the altar, reminding us of the arrest and brutal treatment of Jesus following that arrest on that first Monday, Thursday. During that stripping of the altar, we will, as a congregation, have an opportunity to pray several psalms. And as we pray the psalms, the altar will be stripped. And then we would ask that we would leave the sanctuary in silence. You can stay and ponder as long as you like, No postlude or closing hymn at the conclusion of our service tonight. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gift of love. Love manifest in the person and work of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Out of your great love, you sent your Son, the perfect, final, once and for all offering for poor, miserable sinners like us. He came to save us, even though by nature we are enemies and objects of wrath. Heavenly Father, words cannot describe the magnitude of this gift. As we contemplate your love and your holy and precious gifts this evening, we ask that you would bless us, grow our faith, and help us always to know you perfectly. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 445.
Save our King.
Service of Corporate Confession and Absolution, page 290. Page 290, please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
Do not let my enemies endure.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
Please be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which He strengthens our faith by giving us His body to eat and His blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, He became man, so that He might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and, to deliver us, took upon Himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body which is given for you." It is as if He said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you My body to eat." In the same way also He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if He said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into Myself all of your iniquities. I give Myself into death, shedding My blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you My blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of Him, showing His death, that He was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving Him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow Him and, according to His commandment, love one another as He has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of Him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the Word of God, let us confess our sins to Him, imploring Him, for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Please stand.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto You all my sins and iniquities, with which I have
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
We continue now with the Salutation and Collect, page 156. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, You have left us a remembrance of Your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of Your body and blood, that the fruits of Your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for Holy Thursday is written in Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout all your generations as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To thee.
epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Lenten verse. We stand for the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside His outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around His waist. Then He poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around Him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to Him, "Lord, do You wash My feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to Him, "You shall never wash My feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with Me." Simon Peter said to Him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For He knew who was to betray Him. That was why He said, "Not all of you are clean." When He had washed their feet and put on His outer garments and resumed His place, He said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call Me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. We now confess the faith of the Church in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten
continue with our sermon hymn, hymn 627. You may be seated.
understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this Maundy Thursday comes from the Gospel lesson read a few moments ago. From the Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter, dear friends in Christ. Throughout this Lenten season, we have set ourselves to the task of learning how to know God perfectly. An impossible, seemingly sacrilegious task. Who knows the mind of God? Who can understand His ways? Who can discern His thoughts? Who, indeed, has the boldness to plumb the depths of God's mind? Who can know God perfectly? You can. I can. Every Christian can. And indeed, every Christian should. For we know God perfectly when we see Jesus serving us all the way to the cross. Luther puts it this way in the Large Catechism. The creed properly follows, which sets forth all that we must expect and receive from God. In short, it teaches us to know God perfectly. We know God perfectly when we know what to receive and expect from Him. And we know what to expect and receive from God when we look to our Savior, our servant, Jesus. In His divine service, we know God perfectly, expecting and receiving from Him the gifts He delights to give. Forgiveness, life, salvation, given when Jesus lays down His life for you. What a Savior we have. Look to the upper room. See Him wash the feet of His disciples. Look to the upper room. See Him give forth His body and His blood for them to eat and to drink. He does it for sinners. He does it for you. Jesus is God for you. The eternal Word, God Himself, who has taken flesh, He is nothing but a servant. He is simply for the disciples, and He is for you. This is His divine service. God in the flesh serving man, making Himself your servant, fulfilling His very own words. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. At first, Peter objects. He refuses. He cannot handle having God as his servant. He cannot receive this divine service. You shall never wash my feet. Really? He would reject the Lord's divine service? Would you? Do you receive Jesus as your servant? Or do you, like Peter briefly did, give in to the demonic desire to give Him something, to make Him the kind of Savior that we would want Him to be? Peter cannot abide Jesus, His God, His Lord, His Savior, acting as a servant. But, it turns out, that is the only way to have Jesus. If I do not wash you, you have no share with me. Apart from Christ's divine service, there is no share with Him. No share of the benefits won by His sacrificial death on the cross the next night. Jesus comes as our servant or not at all. That is what today is all about. And that is what tomorrow is all about. Do you understand what I have done to you? He asks. Do you understand what this divine service points to? The foot washing on Monday, Thursday is simply a preview. A preview of what is coming on Good Friday. His self-sacrifice tonight will climax tomorrow as He gets nailed to the tree. Bearing your sin, suffering your hell, salvation won, Jesus your gift. Do you understand what I have done to you? Do you? He washes your feet as an act of divine service, for He is God in the flesh for you. But there is more. The free gift of sacrificial service of love in washing the disciples' feet on Monday, Thursday, then giving His life into death on Good Friday, hooks you into a life that looks just like your teacher and Lord, your servant. Jesus is gift, first and foremost. But as He teaches us in our text, He is also example. I have given you an example that you should also do, just as I have done to you. Later on, after our text, Jesus puts it another way. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Jesus as gift. Jesus as example. It is this new commandment that gives Monday Thursday its name. The new commandment, or mandatum in Latin, is to love one another in imitation of Christ. In other words, faith in Jesus is very active. Believers are very active in loving self-sacrifice for the good of others. His gifts have their way with you. His gifts enliven you for salvation and for fervent love, fruitful service shown forth in your lives. Do you understand what I have done to you? We know God perfectly in Jesus' love for us and our love for our neighbor. Love one another just as I have loved you. Christ's love for you is given in the upper room. The love that led Him to get down on His knees and wash the disciples' feet. The same love that would lead later that evening to an even greater divine service. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Maundy Thursday is the night of service. Christ's divine service. All for you. Jesus gives Himself as gift. His true body. His very blood. The same body and blood sacrificed upon the cross on Good Friday for the salvation of all is given into our mouths to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is the Passover Lamb. His blood marks our doors. Death passes over. And we all eat the sacrificial meal, which is no mere memorial as the original Passover was, a remembrance, simply a remembrance. But instead, it actually delivers to us the very benefits Christ won upon the cross. The divine service, this divine service, connects us with the divine service of Good Friday on the cross. The two are inseparable acts of service, inseparable deeds of love. Together, they are Christ's gift of Himself. Do you understand what I have done for you? We know God perfectly in the divine service, in the Lord's Supper. For in the Lord's Supper, He is our servant, the host, the meal. He is gift. Today we prayed, grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of Your body and blood, that the fruits of Your redemption may continually be made manifest in us. Christ is gift. Christ as example. Jesus extends His love to others through you and your bodily existence. Your redeemed and died for physical life in the body. As Jesus gave His body to us on the cross and in the supper, so you give your body for others. Do you understand what I have done to you? Because of Christ's divine service, you no longer live, but Christ lives in you. Jesus uses you, His redeemed disciples, to help those around you with self-sacrificial acts of love. Having received Christ as gift, we go forth and offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. You live sacrificially in your body as you love one another with brotherly affection. You outdo one another in showing zeal, showing honor, not being slothful in zeal, being fervent in hope, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, praying constantly for everyone, contributing to the needs of the saints, and showing hospitality. John preaches it so well. He learned it from the mouth of Jesus. By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Christ as gift. Christ as example. His love always comes first. Our love for others flows from His love shown to us. Do you understand what I have done to you? You do now. It's what you expect and receive today and every Lord's day. His divine service for you, in word and in sacrament, giving to you His body and blood to eat and to drink. The benefits of His divine service on the cross given into your ears and into your mouths. You know God perfectly when you receive Christ's sacrificial divine service as He serves you. And only when He has connected you with His cross through the Word and the Holy Sacraments does He have good use for you in this world as His instruments of love. Christ, your gift. Christ, your example. He sends you forth to love one another as He has loved you. And oh, how He has loved you. Jesus is your servant. He offers to you His divine service, giving up His life into death upon the cross for you, and giving to you, into your mouths, His very body and His blood. The same body that hung upon the tree, the same blood poured out there for the salvation of the world. In the divine service, we know God perfectly. For we know Jesus, our servant, God for us, forever. In the name of Jesus, host and meal, amen. We stand for the prayers of the church.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your gift of love. Love manifest in the life, death, and resurrection of Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Lord, in Your mercy, as He has loved and served us, O Father above, teach us to love and serve one another. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great Physician of body and soul, You chasten and You heal. We beg You to show mercy to all of Your servants who are sick or suffering this day. Grant them healing unto life and grace in their affliction. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come at Your gracious invitation to the meal that Your Son has prepared and instituted on this night. Give us eyes of faith that see not only bread and wine, but the very body and blood of Jesus crucified and shed for us, for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Instill in us true repentance. And create in us a hunger, O Lord, for this precious gift, this medicine of immortality. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask You to bless us, that we would hear Your word, receive Your gifts, live as You have called us to live, and be faithful witnesses proclaiming this life-giving and life-changing word to the ends of the earth. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, as we have now begun the holy 3 days, help us to contemplate on the holy passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Teach us to know You perfectly, and to know that everything Jesus does, He does for us. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. I want to take this time, since we will not be having any announcements at the end of our worship service, I want to take this time to offer just a few brief announcements. Be reminded, again, that we'll end our service tonight in silence. You may stay as long as you wish to pray, meditate, ponder the gifts that God freely gives. Tomorrow at 12:15, we will gather for the Treor service. This is a special service that focuses on the seven times Christ spoke from the cross. Tomorrow evening, we'll gather for the traditional Good Friday service of darkness. We'll start an hour later to make sure that we end our service in darkness. That service tomorrow night will be at 7:30. On Saturday evening, we'll pray the Easter Vigil at 6:30, a special four-part service that bridges Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Begins in darkness, ends in the joy of the resurrection. And on Sunday morning, we'll have our sunrise service at 6 a.m. That service will also be broadcast live on AM 1240 KFOR. No Bible study or Sunday school on Sunday morning. We'll have breakfast in between the three services. And our second service will be at 8:30, and then a regular 10:30 service. 8:30 and 10:30 service will be the Easter Divine Services, and they'll be the same service. Check out all the devotional material. Pastor Morundi and I, one of us, will be available for private confession and absolution tomorrow evening and Saturday evening, roughly an hour before the service in the prayer chapel. At this time, we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Continue with the offertory, page 159. Please stand.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent, who overcame by the tree of the garden, might likewise, by the tree of the cross, be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of heaven and earth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we received the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The Lord bless you. Keep you in your baptism and love you.
Now may the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. On this Maundy Thursday, 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior Jesus was betrayed, arrested, mocked, beaten, stripped, condemned at a kangaroo court, and the next day, crucified. To help us remember His passion, His suffering, and His death, we now pray Psalm 22, 51, and 116. We will pray these Psalms responsively, whole verse by whole verse, joining together on the Glory Be. The Psalms are in the front of our hymnal in numerical order. We begin with Psalm 22. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. Yet you are He who took me from the womb. You made me trust at my mother's breast. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. They
open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion.
I am poor out of my father, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast.
My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death.
For God has promised me, I have not been able to rest the surface of me. They have pierced my hands and feet.
I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me.